Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. I'd like to continue last week's discussion around a plant-based diet, how it could solve our obesity epidemic, as well even as reducing the global warming crisis. How so this last? Well, apparently, cattle agribusiness contributes mightily to global warming. One estimate is, if somebody ate a pound of beef a week, this would be the equivalent of driving 4,000 miles a year by car. For one, cattle emit a lot of methane gas as well. We're clearing the wonderful Brazilian rainforest in exchange for cattle grazing land. And per acre, each calorie of beef raised is much more expensive than grain or bean calorie, including expensive in terms of even water use. Last week, we talked about the plant-based Japanese traditional diet. This diet, also called macrobiotic diet, gets most calories from whole grain brown rice. Yes, the short grain varieties of rice grow fine in a colder climate like New England. But if you don't like rice and you're a northerner, buckwheat makes a very nice bread. If somebody is obese, one issue can be eating too much at one meal. That's sometimes primal drive to fill one's stomach. Well, with whole grain as the overwhelming calorie source of your meal, you can fill your belly without overwhelming your system with too much food. What a 1-2 punch against obesity, a whole grain-based meal combined with not eating if you're not hungry. Another plant-based diet, one that seems to be in favor by researchers, is the Mediterranean diet, which is actually similar to the Japanese-inspired diet, so that may be more appealing to people. I found, though, that as far as health goes, the Japanese one appears better and then excludes more readily very typical food intolerances or allergies that especially move health-challenged people off to contend with. That is, the macrobiotic diet is a complete system that takes more into account than the Mediterranean diet. But that's a generalization, as each individual may do better, perhaps, eating cheese, for example, which the Japanese diet doesn't have. Soybean allergy is a real thing as well, so there may be multiple reasons for someone to avoid the macrobiotic regime. In fact, if a person has a strong affinity to one's ethnic roots, I'm sure she could research and find the traditional diet that fits her better. Buckwheat is an example of a possibly more appealing grain than brown rice. And I know there's others. I also should not overlook the fact that some people may not digest grains that well and truly need to even more customize their diet to possibly including, well, more meat of whatever kind. Then there's people discovering how well they respond to medicinal uses of animal products, one example being gelatin. This is largely the connective tissue of animals, the proteins of which, collagen, can really be therapeutic for us older folks getting the wear and tear type of arthritis. Bone broth can be a nice addition as a source of this collagen, as well as additional calcium to prevent and heal osteoporosis. So, well, picking and choosing what's suitable for healing can come from many sources. Thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies.